You're listening to audio from the St. Luke Church in Lexington, Kentucky. If you'd like to learn more or donate to this ministry, please check out our website at stlukelex.com. Church, it is great to see you. What a great day. What a great job our musicians, our choir, our tech booth, our narrator. Oh my goodness. Special thanks to Lynn Hill and her team for setting the sanctuary up looking so great. Special thanks to Brent, who year after year does such an amazing job. My name is Brian Ebel. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at St. Luke. If you're a guest, we are so glad that you are here today to celebrate the Christmas season, to worship and celebrate the joy here with the St. Luke family. I want to take a special moment to thank all of our generous givers who enabled days like this to happen. Your gifts online, in the boxes in the back, and mailing in those checks. We are able to have great days like this. So thank you. Let's pray. And we'll dive in this morning. Father, we thank you for the joy that is ours in Jesus during this Christmas season. As we have opened the scriptures this morning, we pray that you would change us from takers to givers, from sinners to saints, so we might know now your joy and forevermore. Amen. Well, we don't live down in Whoville, and yet it is true. We were born with a heart that's far undersized, too. The Christmas we need isn't ribbons or tags, not packages, boxes, or shopping-filled bags. For Christmas, you see, doesn't come from a store. It comes from above, from the God who restores. There's a struggle we face in the plans that we choose. We can live in His grace, His peace, His joy, or try to produce our own version of cheer, just a happiness fleeting that fades every year. It's the ribbons and tags and the shopping mall glow. It's from Christmas from stores that we think we must know. Like the Grinch with his schemes and his poorly made plan, we assemble our joy with whatever we can, turning dogs into reindeer and old sacks into sleighs, out buying and stealing others just so we can feel okay. And we fib and we fool every Cindy Lou Who, till alone with ourselves, our false smiles finally fall through. You see, the Grinch takes us back to the part of our story we call the fall, to a choice that was made and repeated by all. We take what we think will make life feel complete, but choosing ourselves is a guaranteed defeat. For joy isn't found in the word take or took, it's found in a word we often overlook. Not taking, but giving is the place where true joy is made, not grabbing for more, but the gift which God paid. Our culture now crumbles with my way and mine, my plan, my success, my will, my design. So God had a plan from the start of all time. When we chose happiness fleeting and thin, He designed a new plan of great joy to restore us again. You might say the Bible? That's silly. That book's far too old. We should pay for mistakes others told. But here is the plan that is wondrous and true, that God would restore us and love us right through. The plan was to heal hearts too small to survive, and it started with Abram and a promise which God made alive. I'll make you a nation, a blessing to be, though no children were there for his eyes yet to see. 400 long years till that promise came true. His children were slaves, still God knew what to do. They cried out in chains, and the Lord heard their plea. He rescued his people and said, "Now, you're with me. I'll be your God. You'll be my own. I'll give you a path. My law will be shown." Then David the shepherd was raised to the throne, a man after God's own heart, though flawed, yet well known. He toppled a giant. He led the army into war. No king was as great, yet his failures were sure. Still, God made a promise, a kingdom to stand. An everlasting king would come from David's own family and own land. But then the plan stalled, or so it appeared. For 400 more years, the way, it wasn't clear. They lost their direction, their land, and their joy, still wanting their way like a stubborn young boy. God said, "Follow me. Joy will meet you right there," but they chose their own paths, their own plans, their own flair. And so they kept waiting. Have you noticed the cost? When waiting feels endless, we feel we are lost. We search for a fix or a quick hit of cheer. What can I buy or smoke or drink or binge on this year? We scroll through our phones in the gaps of our days, chasing momentary, disposable happiness and praise. But happiness fades. It's fleeting and thin. While joy is a state that abides deep within, the scriptures remind us we all fall short still. Grace is a gift, undeserved, unbilled. Yet still, did you hear the word, that one word which changes the game? Not earned, not achieved, but gift is its name. Here's the plan for the ones who do life their own way, who chased after happiness fading in days. God gives, not because we were strong or prepared, but out of his love, freely, richly declared. We can't give away what we don't even own, so God gave himself from his infinite throne. The Son became flesh, walked our streets and shared our pain, lived life in our place, and so he broke death's chain. That's where joy entered Earth's quiet frame, in a feed trough, a town with a humble name. To two poor teenage parents with nothing to spare was born little Jesus, God's answer to our prayer. It's a strange kind of plan when you stop and you stare, much like the Grinch with his puzzled up care, till suddenly, softly, the truth breaks through. Maybe Christmas means more than the things we think do. Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas means infinitely more. When we receive the great gift God freely gave, he transforms our lives and our souls. He does save, and our hearts, once too small in a world grown astray, grow three sizes larger, yes, that very moment, that very day. And so in this very different time of teaching today, may you come to know through the hurt or the wait that God is never astray, that God is active in your waiting, his plan working all things through. And the good news this Christmas is that he won't stop until it's completed in you. Friends, as our musicians, our choir, our narrator have rightly showed us, God's plan is from the very beginning to forgive us of our sins, restore us to his family, and give us the joy of eternal life with him. And I love the Grinch Who Stole Christmas because it captures the human condition. We were all born with a heart that's two sizes too small. And what happens as we make our way through this life, we learn to take more than we give. We learn to hang on to more than we give away, to keep rather than to share, to look out for ourselves before looking out for the life of another person. And if you don't believe me, we can capture it with four simple words that our culture loves to share today. I don't have time. And here's the thing. To be fair, time is our most precious resource. The money in your bank account, the money in your paycheck, everything is a derivative of time, so you have to be wise in how you spend it and how you invest it. But if you find yourself constantly saying, I don't have time, to everything in life, especially that which is going to cost you something, your time, your generosity, your gifts, maybe it's time to check the size of your heart. And so God's plan is simple. At the heart of it is one scripture verse. It comes from John's Gospel, the third chapter at the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave. God gave. He gave us his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. And when we receive the gift that God gave, he changes our hearts, which were once two sizes too small, to three sizes larger, and we have love to give to all. We can love God more perfectly. We can love our neighbor as ourselves. And it's that transformation that isn't trimmed with ribbons or bows. It's not bought in stores or gained at the expense of other people. And it leads us through all circumstances of life, whether good or bad. So today, I leave you with this simple question. Where's the joy in your life? Is it found in the word take, or in the word give? Is it found in momentary happiness where you take out your credit card or you take out your phone for the next 10 minutes to doom scroll your way through life? Is it found in taking the next client at work or in taking the latest victory in the game? Or is it found in receiving, in giving the joy that Jesus has first given to us? If you take, sure, you'll be happy for the next 5 minutes. But I can guarantee you this, if you give and if you receive the joy that God gives you, it will follow you your whole life through. I want you to know this, that it's by no accident you're here today. God has a plan for you, for your life, and for the life of the world. And He loves you so much that He gave. He gave you the greatest gift of all, the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Father, forgive us for being happiness takers rather than joyful givers and receivers. And it's our prayer that You would change our hearts that are two sizes too small. Thank You. Thank You that You gave each one of us, Jesus, to change our hearts. We believe He was born in a manger, died on a cross, and rose from the dead on the third day to forgive us of sin, to transform our hearts. And today, O Lord, we pray that You would be Lord over all of our lives. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love the chance to hear from you. All my contact info is on the website, and we'd love the opportunity to resource you and lead you into a new life in Jesus Christ. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And for all of our guests today, we'd surely love to see you on Wednesday night for Christmas Eve. We've got three great services, 3:30 with hot cocoa afterwards, 5:30 with dinner, and then an 8 o'clock candlelight teaching and communion time. Brent, will you continue to lead us forward?